Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the first day of Av, Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av, Tovshin Pegimel. Masechta Sukkah, Perek Chamishi, Mishnah Vav. The Kohenim were divided into 24 groups, 24 Mishmaras. Every week, another Mishmar would work in the Mikdash. But on Yom Tov, all the Mishmaras would be occupied in bringing the Karbonos that came for the Yom Tov, and there was no division among this group or that group. It didn't matter which group had the job that week. All the Mishmaros, all the Kohenim could come in and work on those Karbonos because of the Yom Tov. But how would they divide the Karbonos, especially when it comes to Musaf of Chagas Sukkos, all the Musaf Karbonos of Chagas Sukkos? How would they be divided? That's what our Mishnah is going to talk about. Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, first day Yom Tov, first day of Sukkos, Hoyosham Shlosh Asar Parim Ve'elim Shnem Shanaim Ve'sor Echad. There were 13 bulls, 2 rams, and 1 goat. Now, 13 Mishmarais, 13 of the groups of the Kohenim, each one would have 1 bull. 2 Mishmarais, 2 of the groups, would get a ram each. And 1 Mishmar would offer the goat. So therefore we have already 13 plus 2 plus 1, that's 16 Mishmaros already occupied. Then how many Mishmaros were there left? 8, because there's altogether 24 Mishmaros. Nishtai Rusham Arba Sarkvasim L'shmona Mishmaros. Says the Mishnah, that would leave the 14 lambs that were offered every single day of Sukkos, the 14 lambs to be divided up amongst Shmona Mishmaros, amongst the 8 groups of Kohenim. And how did that were remaining? That didn't have a korban yet. B'yom HaRishon, on day 1, first day of Sukkos, you had 8 Mishmaros that would take charge of the 14 lambs. How would that be done? Shisha Makrivim Shnaim Shnaim, 6 of those 8 Mishmaros, 6 of those 8 groups would take 2 lambs each. That takes care of 12 lambs. Leaving the Hashar, the 2 remaining groups of Kohenim, would have Echad Echad, would have only 1 lamb each, and that would take care of the remaining 2 lambs, because there was 14 lambs. 12 lambs taken by 6 groups, 2 lambs taken by 2 groups. Basheni, on the second day of Sukkos, where there were not 13 bulls, but only 12 bulls, because the number of bulls changed each day, going down 1 in number. So day 2, there were 12 bulls. So, if there's only 12 bulls, that would leave how many groups left to take care of 14 lambs? It would leave 9 Mishmaros. There would be 9 groups left to take care of 14 lambs. And how would that work? Chamisha makriven shnaim shnaim. 5 of the 9 groups would take 2 lambs each. That's 10 lambs taken by 5 groups. Leaving v'hashar, the remaining 4 groups, would take echad echad, would take a lamb each. So that's 4 groups taking one lamb each, plus the 5 that took 2 each. So now we've got 9 groups of Kohenim taking care of the 14 lambs. Bashlishi, on day 3 of Sukkos. Well, day 3 Sukkos, the number of bulls were 11, went down from now to 11. That leaves 14 lambs to be divided among 10 groups. Each day there's another group that comes in now to take care of the lambs. So 14 lambs spread amongst 10 groups. How does that work? Arba makrivin shnaim shnaim, says the Mishnah, 4 of those 10 groups would take 2 each, 2 lambs each. 4 times 2 is 8. Leaving 6 mishmaras hashar, the remaining 6 groups would take echad echad, would take a lamb each. 6 plus 8 is 14 lambs. 6 groups plus the 6 groups plus the plus the 4 groups would be taking care of the 10. That takes care of 10 groups. So 10 groups take care of 14 lambs. Day 4, Baravi. Day 4, there was only 10 bulls. If there's only 10 bulls, that pushes another group into the lambs' territory. So we have now, so you'd have to now spread 14 lambs among 11 groups of Kohenim. How do you do that? explains the Mishnah, Shlosha Makrivin Shnaim Shnaim, three of those 11 would offer two lambs each. That's six lambs taken care of by 11, by three of the groups. The Hashar and the remaining, because there's now eight groups left, Echad Echad will take one lamb each. Perfect. Eight Mishmaris left. Each one took one lamb, and that leaves eight plus the six lambs that they had before. That's 14 lambs spread amongst 11 groups. Bachamishi, on the fifth day of Sukkot, where there was only nine bulls offered, that pushes yet another group of Kohanim into the lamb territory. So we've got now 14 lambs that were offered or going to be offered by 12 groups of Kohanim. How did they do that? Shnaim Akribin Shnaim Shnaim. Two groups would offer two lambs each. That takes care of four lambs. V'hashar Echad Echad, leaving the remaining 10 groups offering one lamb each. 10 groups offering one lamb each is 10 lambs, plus the four lambs before, they offered by two groups, and that gives it altogether 14 lambs. Bashishi, on the sixth day of Sukkot, where there were only eight bulls offered, now that pushes another, makes available another group of Kohanim to offer the 14 lambs. So now we've got 14 lambs spread amongst 13 groups. Echad Makriv Shnaim, only one Mishmar would offer two lambs. Bashar, all the other 12 would offer one each, Echad Echad. So now we've got the 12 lambs plus the two. It's 14 lambs taken care of by 12 groups. Finally, Bashvi, and on the seventh day of Sukkot, the seventh day of Sukkot, where we've got now 24 karbonis of musaf exactly. We've got seven bulls, two rams, one goat, and 14 lambs. Altogether, that's 7 plus 2 plus 1 plus 14 is 24, and that perfectly matches the number of mishmaris, which were also 24, and therefore kolon shavin. All the mishmaris were equal in the sense that each mishmar would only offer one animal. Bashmini. Now, when it came to Shmini, that Shmini Atzeres, of course, there was a totally different system of numbers there. There was only one bull offered, Parachod, was one ram, Eilechod, and there were seven lambs offered. Totally different to the system of offerings of Sukkot itself. So how did they decide which groups would be doing that? Chozulufais, they went back to the lottery. They made a lottery among all the Mishmars that were there. Who's going to be zeichet to have the source of offering these 10 animals? 10 animals being the seven bulls, two rams, and one goat. Sorry, one bull, one ram, one goat, and seven lambs on Shmini Atzeres. So that went back, Chozul HaPais, they made a lottery among all the Mishmaris to see who's going to be zeichet to get these 10 animals. Kivur Golem, just like other Yomim Tovim. Omro, they said, Mi shehikriv Purim hayom, when anyone who is offered a bull today, anyone a day of Sukkot, lo yakriv lamacha, should not offer the next day. They would not allow him to offer the next day of Sukkot a bull. Elachozen chalila, what they would rather do is they would go around the cycle again. And this is how they would do it. So on day one, right, there's always 24 mishmaris, there's always 24 groups. And they're all coming in now to the Yerushalayim, right? We said on Yom Tov they would come in all together. On the first day of Sukkot, so there were 13 bulls, that takes care of the groups numbering 1 to 13. So let's pretend we have numbers, 1 to 13 groups of Kohanim, they've taken the 13 bulls. Groups number 14 to 15 will take care of the two lambs. Group 16, a group of Kohanim number 16, would take the goat. The group numbered 17 to 24 would take 14 lambs, as we explained before how they did that. On the second day, you had the Mishmaris, you had the groups of numbers 14 to 24. That makes 11 bulls, because they had not had a churn yet to offer. And remember, you could never give, you don't give a person if they've already had the churn, but there was only 11 left that hadn't yet done the job, but we need another mishmar to come in because there's 12 bulls on the day two. So they would call in mishmar number one, the first group of Kohanim. They would offer bull. then and make the 12th bull. So we've got now Mishmores 2 to 13. That would offer a ram, a goat, and the lambs, the seven lambs. Day 3. So day 3, now we have back to the groups of Kohenim, numbers 2 to 12. That takes care of 11 bulls. And the rest would offer the lambs, goat, and the rams, goat, and lambs. Day number 4, we would have the Mishmores, the groups numbering 13 to 22. Takes care of 10 bulls. Day number 5, who would offer the Mishmores? There would be number 23 to 24, plus 1 to 7. They would take care of 9 bulls. Day 6, you would have the next lot of groups of Kohenim, 8 to 15, to take care of 8 bulls. And day number 7, they would be offering the Mishmores numbers 16 to 22, that's only 7 bulls, would be offered. It comes out, therefore, that the Mishmores numberings 1 to 22 would have offered 3 times bulls over the Sukkot period. And the Mishmores, the groups numbered 23 to 24, would only have offered twice. Mishnah Zayin. Bishlosha Prokim Bashana, 3 times a year, namely during the 3 Yom Tovim, 3 Regalim, Hoyu Kol HaMishmores Shavin, all the Mishmores, all the groups of the Kohenim, were equal in offering and getting portions of the food. Be'emuri HaRegalim, in all the parts of the animals on Yom Tov, the Korbanos that came because of the Korbanos Yom Tov, like the Musafim of Sukkos, the Oilas Ria, Shamach Hagiga. They would also be equal v'lechiluk lechem aponim, and also in dividing the lechem aponim, the special bread, it was actually matzah, every single Shabbos. Every single Shabbos they would put on the table in the Heichal a new bread, the newly baked bread. And the old bread they would take out from the table that would be given to the Kohenim of that Mishmar, of the going out Mishmar and the coming in Mishmar, would be divided between them. On Shabbos was the change of the guard, that was the change of the Kohenim in the Mikdash. And the lechem aponim was normally divided between the two Mishmores, between the two groups, the ingoing and outgoing group. But, as our Mishnah says, on Yom Tov, if the regal happened to be on Shabbos, then the lechem aponim would be divided equally to all the Kohenim Mishmores. Bat Seres, what about Shavuos, when Shavuos fell on the Shabbos, where there, in addition to Lechem Haponim of Shabbos, you would also have distributed the two Shteh Lechem, the famous two loaves of bread, that were actually Chametz stick, that was offered, and that would come every Shavuos from the newly harvested produce. So, because they're coming also because of the Yom Tov, right? And therefore, all the Kohenim get to eat from them as well. Except that the chalis of a lechem upon him are matzah, and the shteh lechem was chametz. But basically, they've got rights, full rights to these. Oymrim loy, we would tell each Kohen the time when we give him his chalik from the menaches, helech matzah, he's your matzah, or helech chametz, he's your chametz. So he'd understand that the chametz is coming, that the matzah is coming from all the way back, the matzah is coming from the lechem aponim, and the chametz is coming from the shteh halechem. But what the Mishnah is telling us here is, you don't give one person matzah and the other person chametz. Each kohen gets a bit of each. Each kohen gets a bit of the matzah, that's the lechem aponim. Each person gets a bit of the chametz of the shteh halechem. They didn't divide and saying you're going to get the lechem aponim and you'll get you're going to get the shteh lechem. Didn't work that way. Each one got a part of everyone, of each thing. And we know that from a pasuk in Vayikra. It says, L'chol b'nei Aaron tiyek ish ka'achiv. We tell each kohen that we give him his chelek, whether it's chametz, whether it's matzah. They get their chelek. Mishmar shezmanu kavua, any mishmar, any group of kohenim that had their time to work that week in the Yom Tov, in the week that Yom Tov fell in, who makriv tamidin? What they would get is, and that was not shared among the other Kohenim that were all coming up there in Yerushalayim, was the daily sacrifice of the Tomid Shachar, the Tomid of the morning and Tomid of the evening. They got nothing to do with the Yom Tov. And therefore, it's only the Kohanim who had that Mishmar, who were there on Mishmar, that they're the ones who got... The Kohanim who were there, it was their Mishmar, they were the ones who would get to do it. Similarly, they're the only ones who would get Nedorim or Nedovas, any privately offered Karbonis, any things that were pledged during the year, and they happened to bring it up on Yom Tov, once again, it's the Kohanim whose Mishmar it was that week that get the rights to that. Nedorim or Nedovas, yes, we just said. Oshar Karbonis Tzibur, and also other Karbonis, public sacrifices, like the Musaf of Shabbos, and so forth. They're also being given to the... To the Kohanim whose Mishmar it actually was that day or that week. Another thing that they would bring would be a Korban Parhelam Dovah Shel Tzibur. The Gemara says that our Mishnah comes to include with this word Shakram Tzibur, other public sacrifices, the Parhelam Dovah Shel Tzibur. This is a bull that was offered in atonement for when Beis Din made an error in a certain field of halacha. And there were Matya, one of the Averis, for which one is Chayiv, Zodin, Koris, Shikha, Kashechadas. And everyone acted upon it because they thought it was right. Afterwards, they realized their mistake. Beis Din Chayiv to bring a bull and for a Chatas. And that bull was known as Parhelam Dovah Shel Tzibur, the bull of that was atoning for a lack of instruction that was given to the Tzibur, a mistaken instruction. Or Makriv HaSakol. And he would offer all the Karbonis that don't come because of the Yom Tov. The Gemara says this comes to include the Karbonis that were known as Kayitz HaMizbech, the summer fruits of the Mizbech. These are the donated Karbonis that would be offered, particularly when the Mizbech was not busy. It was not nice, the Mizbech should be left not busy. Yom Tov HaChol, Yom Tov HaSomach L'Shabbos, Bein Milfanah, Bein Nelacharah, any Yom Tov that's close to Shabbos, right next to Shabbos, either on a Friday, that means it's before Shabbos, or it's on a Sunday after the Shabbos, right? Even though Hayokol Mishmaras Shavin Michiluk Lacham Aponim, all the Mishmaras, all the charges, all the groups of Kohanim that would serve would be equal in getting the division of the Lacham Aponim, the special showbread. If Yom Tov Rechen fell on a Friday, if the last day Yom Tov was on a Friday, so Yisro Chag was therefore Shabbos, right? So last day Yom Tov is on a Friday, so Yisro Chag is Shabbos. So the Kohanim can't go back home; they have to wait till after Shabbos anyway, right? So therefore they're already in the Beis Hamikdash anyway. If the Yom Tov Rishon fell on a Sunday, if the first day Yom Tov was a Sunday, so they're already there before Shabbos because they had to come earlier up in Yerushalayim and Shabbos. So because of that, the Chachamim established that also this Shabbos, which is close to the Yom Tov, all the Mishmaras, all the groups should take their chelik and the lachem upon him, just like a Yom Tov that fell on a Shabbos.